This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here's the analogy. We're going in against the Death Star in our snub fighters. They got the big guns in the media firing their lies and propaganda. They've got their fighters in the air trying to intercept us, trying to erect new laws to destroy our liberties and freedoms. We don't have a choice because the New World Order's attack system is orbiting the planet at maximum velocity, and our republic is the small moon on the far side. And when the big gun gets around the planet, it's going to vaporize the republic. And we've only, in the scale of time, got a few minutes here until it is cleared to fire. So it doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. We're going in full throttle at point blank range in the info war against the enemy combatants, against the neocons, against the liberals, the servants of the New World Order. I have a top neocon coming on in the next hour, at the start of the next hour, about 58 minutes away. You do not want to miss that. I'm not going to announce it until the big fat neocon is on with us. And the Trojan horse is on the air with us. I have another guest coming up in about 30 minutes to stay with us. Right now, we're about to go to your calls. Toll free number to join us on air, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Wyatt first, and we'll go to Dan, Jason, and others. Wyatt in Maryland. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
You like my analogy of the Death Star orbiting the planet?
Yeah, it was excellent. I mean, you know, the more you do this, the more eloquent and you're able to describe things that it's. Sometimes I start laughing the way just how you do it. But I mean, because it's humorous to people who understand what's going on, the way you do that. But the call from Washington D.C. was excellent. The people in Washington D.C. are very, very high level as far as educational background on a population scale that live in upper income.
It's very easy to shift their paradigm because they already have the data. We just point out the system.
Well, that's true. And their government that runs D.C. There's so much corruption and mismanagement that on every level there, and it's constant controversy. So these people are kept abreast of what's going on, so they know that. And not only that, you have administrative changes in Washington, so it's and people come and go, and things change. So these people are aware of how things are. They understand it on a higher level, I think. It's just that a lot of them get their income from the government in some way, so maybe that's a factor too. But anyway, last night on PBS, there was a very interesting program. It was a reenactment of a 1952 Supreme Court case where Roosevelt passed, I mean not Roosevelt, excuse me, Truman passed, they wrote an executive order to take over all the steel mills in the United States, 73 of them. And so the Supreme Court case was, there was Sandra Day O'Connor sitting on this. It was done in the audience style. It was all a reenactment. Rehnquist was there. Another professor of law was sitting in as another third justice. But very interesting because as this court case was being presented by the steel companies and then by the government, it came out in their talk. Now, most people probably didn't understand this, but since I know what's going on, in my respect, I did. But they talked about how the steel industry just said, well, they're not fighting the constitutionality of the executive order, but how it was being enforced. And the reason that this executive order was passed is because we were at war in Korea. Well, it came out that we're not at war in Korea in this. It's a conflict. It's delegated through the United Nations. All this was coming out in this trial. It was very interesting. And the steel industry pointed out how Not to make a point of this, it just came out in the arguments. It came out that the United States was under, for the last 52 years, most of the 52 years was under emergency war powers.
And there they were admitting it on PBS, right in your face. Martial law. Thanks for the call. More news, more calls, straight ahead.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTEX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 800-419-2335. Again, we are RTEX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident: radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps Potassium Iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps Potassium Iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, we do this show. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. We simulcast during the day on Global Shortwave at 12.172 and 9320, and at night at 5.085 and 6890, and of course on your local AM and FM dial. We're about to go back to Dan and Jason and Bob and Ron and many others that are patiently holding. If you'd like to join us on air, it's 800-259-9231. Let me jump into some of the other news first, and then we will get back into your calls. Just recapping this, because it's so big, I got to talk about it again. Iraq war, not about new arms evidence, Rumsfeld says, and it wasn't about Saddam trying to hide weapons of mass destruction. Now, now, folks, he's on video at press conference after press conference saying he has weapons of mass destruction. We know he's hiding them. Look at this weapons truck. Look at this report. Oh, he tried to get uranium from Niger. Bush said in the State of the Union. Now they're saying it was never so. Now, I remember last year they said that there's the TIPS program, your cable guy, the phone man, they're all going to spy on you, your neighbors, the neighborhood watch is going to be taken over by the federal government and Homeland Security. And we read the TIPS program. It was a subdirectory of SecureCorps that Bush wants to make mandatory national service. And it said that they'd already taken over Neighborhood Watch and all these other groups under different names. Now, after there was heat on the subject, a week later they said We never proposed a TIPS program. Those are exact words. It was never a TIPS program. They called it a conspiracy theory. Ridge had said it out of his mouth. Ashcroft had. They said a week later, we never said that. And they said, Dick Armey got it derailed. No, they just changed the name to Talon, Operation Talon. It's all part of the Total Information Awareness Network rolled into FEMA and continuity of government. And by the way, it's for all misdemeanors, all crimes, guns, drugs, family violence, everything to catch you in the snares. It's a national snitch force like East Germany. So it's a Stasi system. So, I mean, they've gotten to the point where it's not just that they say Patriot Act 1 doesn't affect citizens, when that's a total lie. Section 802, just one of the red flags and smoking guns. It's not just saying there's no Patriot Act 2 after it's enrolled in the Senate under S-22. It's not just that. I mean, it's just we've never been at war with East Asia. We've always been at war with East Asia. So they're trying to practice the big lie, and the neocons and the liberals are covering up for them because they're all together in on this thing. Well, it gets worse now. Blair may let U.S. try U.K. suspects. They've got American citizens, Australian citizens, U.K. Britons there, and they say they don't get juries, they can't face their accusers, they may be executed in secret, and Paul Wolfowitz, Deputy Defense Secretary, will appoint the special three-judge military tribunal. And it's being called a kangaroo court, and Blair doesn't care if 80-plus% of the British people are against it, and it violates the Magna Carta and our own Bill of Rights. This is out of the Financial Times. Tony Blair, the British Prime Minister, may allow the U.S. military trials of two U.K. detainees in Guantanamo Bay to proceed because he fears it will be almost impossible to mount a successful prosecution in the U.K., the Financial Times has learned. Well, if you've got all this evidence, then why can't you get a conviction in the U.K., where you're getting rid of juries as well? It's all totally staged. Anybody they've grabbed isn't real Taliban or Al-Qaeda. They flew out Taliban and Al-Qaeda to safety on CIA C-130s. Our troops that captured Taliban generals were ordered to release them. That's all been in the news. Mr. Blair has yet to decide whether to press the U.S. to allow Mozambique and Firzaz Mbeezi, the two suspected Al-Qaeda terrorists, to face trial in the U.K. He is under mounting political pressure to do so. 163 members of Parliament, most of them from his own party, have signed a motion calling for him to push for repatriation. The U.K. government is concerned it could not get a British court to convict the man, according to Whitehall insiders. The evidence that will be used in the U.S. military tribunals will not be permitted under English law because of the way it has been obtained, admittedly through torture and through secret arrest. Continuing, then I'll get to your calls. U.S. report on 911 to be explosive. The Miami Herald. U.S. report on 911 to be explosive. Government errors, Saudi ties to terrorists among highlights. Now, the Saudis just said, if you keep suing us and going after our banks, we're going to release the names of U.S. banks at the center of 911. A long-awaited final report on September 11, 2001. Attacks will be released in the next 2 weeks, containing new information about U.S. government mistakes, and Saudi financing of terrorists. Former Representative Tim Romer, who served on the House Intelligence Committee and who has read the report, said it will be highly explosive when it becomes public. The staff director of the congressional investigation that produced the 800-page report, Eleanor Hill, said Wednesday that several lengthy battles with the Bush administration over how the secret data to be declassified has been resolved. She expects the document to go to the government printing office late this week and then to be made public about a week later. She expects the document, again, to go to the printing office later this week. That'll be Friday, and to come out sometime next week. I remember when the UN got the Iraqi documents, 14,000 pages they handed over. 8,000 Special Forces troops, U.S. troops, went into the UN building at gunpoint, took the document, excised 8,000 pages, and then released that. Took the only two copies. It later came out because the Iraqis had held back other copies and released them. It was U.S. and British and German and French companies, connections to the Bushes, the Clintons, Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, all of them. And then that got swept under the rug. So we have the Senate report by Alphonse D'Amato in 99 of sarin, VX, botulism, anthrax, West Nile, given to Saddam. Romer, who is a member of the Independent Commission, on September 11th, would not discuss details of the report. He said he expects the public report to be comprehensive between intelligence officials who wanted to hold back data and congressional leaders and staffers who pressed for more disclosure. So they're acting like it's going to have some damning evidence in it, when in reality, it's going to come out and just say, oh, we need more funding. We're kind of inept. Sorry. It won't have anything about the admissions that the so-called hijackers trained at Pensacola Naval Air Station, Florida, Monterey, Defense Language School, California, that their cars, their houses, their credit cards were paid for by the FBI, the FBI lived with them, that Mossad lived with them, that nine of them are still alive, the CIA ran drills of flying hijacked jets into buildings that day in New York and D.C., ordered NORAD to stand down, that public officials like Mayor Willie Brown, John Ashcroft, were told not to fly to New York that day, Source Associated Press, San Francisco Chronicle, Times of London, on and on and on, insider trading by the CIA 3 days before. Well, that's about 1% of the evidence that we put in Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, and Descent to Tyranny, the two films of the book about 9-1-1. So you got that. Oh, boy, there's a bunch of other news here, but let's go ahead and go to the calls as promised. Dan in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Too bad Rumsfeld couldn't. He started out with the truth as far as saying it's not about weapons of mass destruction. Too bad they can't just go ahead and tell the truth and explain.
We have a white paper published in 98 by him and Dick Cheney saying, quote, Saddam's not a threat. He is a pretext for natural resources and a military base.
Right. Exactly. But anyway, you know, these neocons, you've listened to these people call in. Wouldn't you think like 90% of these people actually are not conned by them? They're actually supporting them?
They screen calls. If you call in and you're a Ron Paul Republican, a real conservative, you do not get on the air.
Right.
If you're a mindless idiot liberal who they can slap around to make the other side of the paradigm look good, the other treads on the tank, it's basically infighting within the system to make it look like there's an illusion of choice.
But I mean, the people who actually do support them, though, you know, I think they're in one accord with them. I think they really, really believe what they're saying. It's not just a matter of, it's wanting to believe the truth. It's not just a matter of being conned.
Well, let me break this down for you. You've got a lot of good conservatives that love America, and they couldn't believe what Bill Clinton did. But Bill Clinton, as I said, was just a puppet. He's a horrible puppet, but he was meant, as I said, the last few years of his office, that Bill Clinton was meant to drag the American side through the mud and to train us to accept corruption, Dan. I'm going to let you go, Dan. Thanks for the call. He was meant to train us to accept corruption, to do all these horrible things. The neocons told the truth, exposed the corruption of Bill Clinton, didn't talk about the sellout by Republicans winning, but would expose something legitimate. Bill Clinton's bad. He's a traitor, selling us out, missile secrets, Clinton death list, Clinton drug dealing, Clinton pardoning of all these horrible people. That was all accurate and real, so people got to be very trusting of the neocons. Okay, then the Trojan horse Bush comes in, and it's all a retread, a replay of isn't Hillary bad, isn't Clinton bad, when they don't really have any power, as a smokescreen to divert them off of what Bush is doing. And that's why you see this happen. Then they got up on the air and say, the liberals say the Patriot Act's bad. The liberals say this, the liberals say that. And then suddenly the whole real big government, what they would call liberal agenda, is being rammed through by Bush, and the neocon followers are in la-la land being conned. It's good cop, bad cop. Let's talk to Jason in California. Go ahead, Jason.
Good morning, Alex Jones. How are you doing today?
Fantastic.
I have just came back from a summer school Rocky Mountain trip for one of my classes. And went to Utah, Wyoming, Montana, South Dakota, Nebraska, toured some of the Indian reservations, talked to a lot of the Indians of the Shoshones and the Sioux tribes, and I just want to say it's really a beautiful country, and it disappoints me that some of this tyranny goes way back to the start of the Republic sometimes, I think. And I just wanted to know.
Well, certainly America had evils in its beginning and still today, but it had a better idea, a system of liberty that caused slavery to be abolished here and in other parts of the world, and it's the best system there's been, and it guards against tyranny. It's certainly not perfect, and what the federal government did out west to the settlers, not letting them really own their land, and to the Indians, has ramifications today, the Native Americans.
You certainly do.
Anything else you'd like to add, Jason?
No.
You're done?
Well, not really.
Stay there then. Don't hang up. We'll let you finish on the other side. And I'll get to Bob, Ron, and others. And we got a guest coming on. And a bunch of other news. Kids retina scanning now to get their school lunches. We'll be right back.
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now. Ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, Jack Rounder with Midas Resources, the real money folks. Remember that ad from October of 2000? The NASDAQ was down 22% for the year? Well, it's since gone down another 40%. Folks, where will it bottom out? Unfortunately for many of us, the paper markets have already wiped out life savings with no hope of recovery. Don't let this happen to you. Call Midas Resources today at 800-686-2237. Gold spot at that time was trading at about $275. It is now up dramatically and looking very bullish. We recommended at that time to put a significant portion of your assets into the gold and silver collector coins. That advice still stands. Call Midas today, 800-686-2237. Collector coins are liquid, private, and portable. Downside risk is minimal in comparison to paper equities. The time to move to hard assets is now, before the momentum buyers further escalate the prices. Protect your financial holdings. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body, and in fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume iodized water, normal tap water, that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how you can naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Central, 10 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more, or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's go back to Jason. Jason,
yes,
you had a system set up in America where the individual is protected above the interest of the state or any criminal crime rings that set themselves up. That did mean, though, that all the protections there were enforced or directed to the Indians or blacks in this country. And it's up to blacks and Indians and any other human being to stand up and demand their God-given rights that the Ninth and Tenth Amendment and others only point out. No one can take your liberties and freedoms, but certainly what happened to the American Indians was wrong, to the Native Americans. They were attacked by biological weapons. It is admitted in the congressional record going back 100 years. The smallpox-infected blankets, Smithsonian has these records as well, were given to them as a bio attack to the U.S. government, the first in the Americas to use a bioweapon. Now, actually, some of the Huns and others in some of their invasions would use disease-ridden corpses with the plague or other diseases to catapult them over. I'd read this. It was on Discovery Channel this week. I was shocked by it. To catapult the dead body over the wall into the enemy's camp. So this has been done over and over again, for dropping a dead body into a well. Do you have any other comments?
Well, I was actually asking some of the Indians what to do. I was explaining the modern crisis that we're having, and I asked them what to do about it, and they didn't have any real idea. So I'm turning to you now, and I just wanted to know what we can do to elect a fair and good president.
Well, the problem is the Indians had neocons of their age. They had Indian tribes that claimed to be their friends, who could be paid off to be sold out, to be used against their own people.
Right.
They were balkanized, and the same things happened again in America, so don't be balkanized. All people should be informed about the New World Order and educate others to resist it and to resist the centralization of government, which is the mechanism through which we are dominated.
I see. Well, I appreciate that, and I will look into it.
Well, thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Spread the word out in California. Let's talk to Ron. Ron's up next in New York. Go ahead, Ron. You're on the air.
It's Bob, Alex. How are you doing?
Okay. Well, we do have a Ron in New York, too, and they were up next. But we'll go to you, Bob. Go ahead.
Okay. I heard something that made me rather queasy in the stomach the other day on Hannity, on the talk radio AM.
On liberal D. Yes, be liberalized. The liberalization of America under neocon auspices, yes.
This was just so disgusting. And what happened was this poor old lady who was a concentration camp survivor from World War II calls in and says how terrible Clinton is and how she's for Bush. And, you know, I think she's completely fooled. And Hannity's just, you know, running her along and pushing her along. Oh, yeah, you're right. And you've called in before. And we really like you. And we understand that you hate the liberals when, you know, the whole deal is, and she's for Bush. I don't think she ever understood that Bush's grandfather, like, you know, planned the whole Holocaust in the first place.
And IBM sold them the computers, and Bush ran 53% of steel production and sat on the board with known top Nazis in the U.S., yeah.
And you hear that, and it just makes you sick to your stomach. God knows that. If I ever went through that, I'd be looking to find out who's really responsible. But on a lighter note, I really hope your staff and stuff try to get you on Comedy Central's Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Well, I didn't want to mention this, but I told folks that Gary Busey's called me quite a bit. I got his home number. He's a listener of the show. And he is a maniac, but he's on target on a lot of subjects. I'm with Busey. And we've got it. Unfortunately, we've got it from online. I didn't see it. Everybody called about it. My buddy saw it live. He's talking about nanotech computers, how dangerous they are, and he goes, but I can't talk about the New World Order on this show. This is a quote. I can't talk about the New World Order on this show. And he goes, well, what's the New World Order? And he goes, Police State 2000. I know Gary, you know, Gary got Police State 2000 from me in all my videos, but... you know, and I kicked myself because Gary's all, I want to do something with you. I want to have you out to L.A. I never really followed up on it, but yeah, he had his robot show yesterday, and he plugged Police State 2000.
Wow. Hopefully you can get, I don't know what you think of Jon Stewart, but I think he's hilarious.
Well, he had his little FEMA thing.
Oh, boy.
And we even put a clip of that about Homeland Security and Freedom Plus in Police State 3.
Hey, Alex, I ordered the latest three videos, and I'm going to pump it out. I think it's the only way to get through to these people. You know,
yeah, it is. We're having 90% conversion rates with folks that see the films. And anything ever happens to me, instead of making 100 copies of each video, I ask listeners to make 1,000 copies of each video. We'll be right back. But I'll be fine. You know, Jennifer Flowers is fine because she got out in the open. We're in trouble when we hide in the shadows with the monsters lurk. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer Go 3 4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
A big neocon, one of their front men, coming on the show in the next hour. We've got other folks that are patiently holding. Coming up, police and FSB listen in on mobile phone calls in Russia, and they say they're doing it here too. U.S. satellite feeds to Iran have been jammed. Iraq weapons unlikely to be found. Now they're admitting more on how they had thousands of people arrested and rounded up who were protesting and put in sports stadiums under machine gun watch. When Bush went into African countries, got these stories here. More on retina scanning kids to get their school lunches now. Hong Kong protests spread. Those are real freedom protests against the tyranny there of China. Also, genetic agriculture designed to feed the rich, not the world, to cause a consolidation and control into patent life from the Sydney Morning Herald. It's all coming up here in just a few short minutes. For the next 5 minutes or so, I'm honored to have Jim Shepherd of New Millennium Concepts, one of our great sponsors, on the show with us about taking control of your lives. And I've got a BBC article here as well as an Associated Press article about, quote, much of the bottled water on the shelves 2 years old or older. They did a big market study. Bottled water, they caught some of the Dannon bottled water, killed people in New York. It's not safe, and I don't drink it, okay? I don't drink it, and I don't drink tap water because it tastes like gasoline. I don't know how you drink it out there once you've drunk real water. The Big Berkey line of filters are top of the line, great price. Take control of your lives. Do it now. And they now have a survival filter, the Berkey Light with the array. It'll run for just masses of time off the array of white LED lights. Lights a whole room. You can read by it. And now they've got a little solar panel that recharges the rechargeable batteries. It is Lexan bulletproof plastic, so it's very durable. They also have the stainless steel models if you want those. Now they've got portable water filters that go in a backpack that are great at excellent prices. They've got potassium iodate in case there's a nuclear attack. You take it and it fills your thyroid with good iodine. But rolling out new products for the first time here today is Jim Shepherd with his new Berkey battery adapter and Berkey MP solar charger. Jim, good to have you on the show, and I appreciate you rolling this out on my broadcast because you are the big national distributor and manufacturer of these products.
It's always great to be on your show. And, Alex, we're kind of getting now to where we've been wanting to go, and, of course, we can only develop one product at a time. But it's been our desire to be able to provide water, purified water, a source of power, a source of lighting, and a source of communications in an emergency for a relatively inexpensive price. And, you know, when we brought out the Berkey light with the LEDs, a lot of people really didn't understand the LED technology. And we got comments from people, well, geez, you know, it'd be cheaper for me just to buy a flashlight. Well, yeah, if you're just going to use it for an hour, but if you're going to use it for a couple weeks or a month or 2 months, then it's going to be a whole lot more expensive.
Well, it's the ratio. LEDs probably won't burn out in your lifetime unless you hit them with a hammer. And for the amount of light they put out, per ratio of energy, you get a lot of light for a little bit of power, so the batteries last a lot longer.
That's right. LED technology is expensive. And the reason it's expensive, Alex, is because, A, it's a new technology. B, they're very bright for the amount of electricity that they use. In fact, these LEDs that are in the Berkey base, you can see them for over a mile away in the dark. you can use it for a flashlight. If you need a flashlight, you can just take the base off and use it for a flashlight. You can use it to read by. You can use it for a lamp in the room. Of course, it's not going to be as bright as like a fluorescent lamp, but it's bright enough that you can see people in the room, see their expressions,
yeah,
see what's going on.
Yeah, I've got one. It's a great system. Yeah. Now,
but
Jim,
the real benefit, Alex, on this is that it uses a very small amount of electricity, and that's the key, because in an emergency, you just don't have the resources that you need. So you want to be able to provide this lighting for long periods of time and not spend a fortune or have to pack a lot of supplies in order to do so.
So normally with the rechargeable batteries, how long does the LEDs run? And then you also have a little solar panel.
Okay, well, we're introducing some new products today. The internal batteries that come with the LED light base will run it throughout the night on a single charge. Now, we're also bringing out a battery adapter so that you can use AA alkaline batteries, a set of four, and a little battery pack. And to give the listeners an idea of how long these LED lights will last with a set of batteries, with a single set of four AA alkaline batteries, the LEDs will provide light for every night for over 2 weeks. So that's just incredible amounts. So, in other words, if a person wanted to have a month's supply of emergency lighting, all you need is two sets of AA batteries.
Now, so it also takes normal alkaline batteries, and on top of it, you're now rolling out the little solar panel.
That's right. We're rolling out the solar panel. This is our Berkey multi-purpose solar panel. And this is designed to use in conjunction with the Berkey light base. And basically, you can it has its own internal rechargeable batteries. You can charge the batteries inside the Berkey light, and then you can also charge the internal batteries. And with the combination, you can get about a week's worth of light on a single charge of the solar panel. In addition to that, we're also including adapters so that you can use the solar panel to run your small radios, anything that works on battery power, your CD players. But most importantly, your cell phone. We have an adapter in there, and you can plug your cell phone into it. And so
now that
power
is
goes
very
out,
valuable for survival situations.
Very important. So basically, between the Berkey light with the light base and the solar panel, you've got small power needs covered. You've got your water purification covered. You've got your lighting needs covered. And you have the ability to keep your communications equipment going.
Now, this is a gravity filter. The power is for the light and the base. It's not for the filtration. That runs just by gravity.
That is correct. You don't need any power to filter or purify the water. But
well,
for
Jim, how
the
do folks
needs...
call and get this? What's the price? What are the specials you're offering on this rollout?
Okay. The Berkey light with the lights is $259. The solar panel is only $75 with all the adapters and the internal nickel metal hydride batteries. And so we're going to do a combination special, kind of a launch special here. You get the Berkey light with either white or blue lights. We're introducing today again blue lights. They're cobalt blue, and this is if you just want a beautiful unit and you want it to just look very appealing and very attractive, the blue lights are for you. The white lights are for more practical uses. So the combination is $334. If you order the combination, we'll throw in free the battery adapter, which will run the system for 2 weeks on a single set of batteries, and we'll also include two sport bottles or two potassium iodate, or mix and match, however you want. That's an $88 value.
So you get the filter with the new black filters that basically cut everything out. Then you've got the $75 solar panel and the adapters and two sports bottles or two potassium iodide for $334. Folks, that is really an excellent deal. I hope you take advantage of it right now. The toll-free number to call, 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. And if you call and the operators are busy, leave your name and number. They'll call you right back today. Or just call back or call right now to get through. 1-888-803-4438. You've also got a second special, the Berkey base with blue or white lights, to go with your existing stainless steel Berkey unit you may have bought.
Or that's correct. Or if a person bought the Berkey light without the LED lights and now they want to have the LED lights, now that they have the battery pack and the solar panel, then we're going to put a special together for them.
So that's the Berkey base with blue or white lights. That's $69. That's discounted. With a Berkey MP solar system, $75. Total, $144 for that. And you will get one in that deal, one sport bottle or potassium iodate. These sports bottles are $35 to $45 in the stores. So that's free, folks. Give them.
And you'll get a free battery adapter that will run the system for 2 weeks with four AA alkaline batteries.
And that's special, too. Folks, take advantage of it. Get a great product. Be prepared. Have a real insurance policy. Your body's 70% water. And I actually dug the article out here. Now, this is out of the Evening Standard. Bottled water is 2 years old, and it says bottled water could be almost 2 years old by the time it is bought by consumers. It was revealed today. Supermarket shoppers who buy bottled water in the belief that it is fresher than tap water are unaware that it may, in fact, have sat on a warehouse shelf for most of its use-by date. And it says Professor Claiborne, head of the Drinking Water Inspectorate, said people have a perception that bottled water is fresh because it's been sealed in a bottle, unsoiled by human hands, but in fact it has probably spent most of its time on hot warehouse shelves or on hot supermarket shelves. So you have just a few bacteria in there, they turn into millions over time, and then they die, so you've got the toxin from that as well once they build up to a flora level and die back down. In one warehouse, water was discovered which had been bottled 23 months ago. Water companies insist that the airtight seals used on bottles mean that they are still safe to drink even after 2 years. Folks, and they tested 13 brands and found this with all of them. Give them a call. Get real water filters. Take control of your life. 1-888-803-4438. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Thanks for staying with us. Let's go to Ron in New York. Ron in New York, and I'm going back into the news. Go ahead, Ron.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
The first thing I'm going to touch on today was something I heard earlier in the week, statements by the Homeland Security chief, of course, Ridge. He had mentioned implementation of the new banking rules which have come out under Patriot Act 1.
But I thought it was all about fighting terrorists, but
okay, you know where I'm going with this, because initially for many months they were talking about terrorism. Now he had mentioned crime. He didn't use the term terrorism. He said this will help us fight crime. Now most people, it doesn't probably register in their mind. He's gradually transforming and converting that from terrorism to crime.
I actually have his comments.
You know what I'm saying?
Ron, I actually have his comments from the AP yesterday, something I never got to. And 3 weeks ago, Washington Times had the brief in a headlined article, Patriot Act casts wide net, and it says, quote, it will be used in all crime in all prosecutions across the board. No juries, no facing accusers. Everything's an act of terror now. It's out in the open. We read the Patriot Act. We know what it said. And the neocons are everywhere lying and saying it doesn't take your rights.
It just applies to terrorism. That's what we've been told. It applies to foreign agents of terrorism. And now you'll find it applies to us, the American people. I've even noticed in the last few months, when I go to a bank, with the limited amount of banking I do, I've noticed that there's almost a hostile attitude, a suspicious attitude towards just ordinary American citizens. They are doing things like, every time you go to the bank, taking photocopies of your ID, never done before.
Over $3,000 outside a bank is a criminal act the way this thing's written. Okay.
And these banks are putting limitations, the one I'm dealing with, $1,500. All right? So much for the fight against Bin Laden. It's not the fight against Bin Laden. It's the fight against Ron of New York. It's the fight against Alex in Texas. It's the fight against average Americans. This is the canard they used to do this to us. And, of course, I know you've been talking about it all along. But, see, now they've come out and shown their hand. whereas before they were saying it was for terrorism. Now the man himself, with his own words, do I indict him, has said it's not for crime.
I wish I had video of that. All I have is the news article, and he said we're going to use these new powers to fight crime.
Uh-huh, that's right, crime. Remember when it was terrorism? Foreign terrorism, Bin Laden.
Where was
now
he speaking
crime.
When you saw this? Because I want to try to get a video of that.
Heard it, and you'd need an audio on ABC.
You heard it on the radio.
ABC News.
ABC News. Yeah, we're going to have a lot more of this. I mean, they've announced in a bunch of papers the last 3 weeks that, it's to fight all crime.
Right.
But then I hear the neocons. I heard them this morning stuck in traffic. Two separate shows. The lying liberals say it's for citizens and all crime. That's a lie. It's only for foreigners. I'm sick of these liberals.
Right. That's what they've been saying.
And the
that's
Justice
a lie.
Department, in a brief to Congress 3 weeks ago, headline Washington Times, Patriot Atkins, WideNet, said it is for all citizens, for all crimes and all investigations.
And Ridge said it was for crime with his own tongue.
Well, they told us it was about hidden weapons of mass destruction. Now they say they never said that.
You notice, I mean, they almost do things that are surreal. It's almost unbelievable how they underestimate the intelligence of people. They say one thing clearly out in the open, and then shortly thereafter, completely, transform it or go the other way, 360 degrees, as though they never said the original thing. They must think, I guess, the entire American population is out of its mind or something.
Sir, absolutely. I appreciate the call.
Alex,
yes.
Just two questions. I want to get your opinion on
real
two
quick.
Things. I need you to confirm something, too. I understand that with reference to the Texas sodomy case, the Justice Kennedy of the Supreme Court, who wrote the majority opinion...
They cited the United Nations.
Okay, if you could elaborate on that, I appreciate it.
Oh, it's posted. It's posted, or it should have been. I know it's on prisonplanet.com. If it's not, put it there, please, Paul. But it was in the USA Today on Tuesday.
And second question, the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take up the issue out of the Ninth Federal Circuit as to whether the Second Amendment is an individual right or a collective right, that argument.
And look for a ruling, a split ruling, that in reality says you don't have a right. They'll say you don't have a right within law, but then that it is in the Constitution, just like Ashcroft argued with the Second Amendment. And now conservative newspapers are banning gun ads. It's happening. The gun grab's happening. Bush is going to sign the assault weapons ban expansion next year. Thanks for the call. That was USA Today. In fact, I can probably dig that out and reread that. That is such a big, big deal. I read that article twice on air yesterday, and it is a big, big, big deal. Here it is. I found it. Here it is. See there? There's the article. It says, USA Today, page 9A. Supreme Court citing more foreign cases. The Supreme Court referenced a foreign law in a ruling last month that overturned state's anti-sodomy statute. Stood out as if it were in bold print and capital letters. And the high court routinely will turn to foreign law. And in the practice, its critics, noticeably Justice Antonin Scalia, when the court interprets the Constitution, he has written, U.S. attitudes of what is decent and right, not foreign ones, are what should matter. But it says that they ruled that they will follow the International Criminal Court's edicts. And so I'll tell you about retina-scanning kids to get school lunches. It gets worse and worse. On Monday, it was hitting cameras in their dressing rooms. I mean, Pull me right back. It's all part of the new freedom, Freedom Plus.
Are you willing to speculate in today's market? Options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, we're recommending the purchase of Euro currency call options. The budget and trade deficits are going through the roof. The dollar is dropping worldwide. Could the euro be poised to move higher? We think so. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call Barclay Financial right now. Call 800-348-4100. That's 800-348-4100.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. I've got the neocon princess Ann Coulter scheduled to come up today on the show in the next hour. And she says the Patriot Act doesn't take any of your rights. The lying liberals must be stopped. And well, Bush is a gun grabber, and that's good. And, but McCarthy, he's a good guy, so we can trust her. Yeah, but she won't tell you that McCarthy got snuffed politically because he exposed that the globalists were behind the communists. And that was McCarthy. So we'll see if she defends McCarthy all the way. And we'll talk about her best-selling books that are out there. It's just something else, folks. That's coming up here in a few minutes. Some of the articles I wanted to hit on right now: genetic agriculture designed to feed the rich, not the world. A handful of companies is moving towards owning every stage of the global food system, writes Gregory Trends. Public opposition to genetically modified foods has been a stumbling block to the commercialization of GM crops and animals. And it goes on to say that the agribiotech industry is hoping GM foods with consumer-friendly traits might overcome some of this opposition. But they have also been running big advertisement campaigns in an attempt to convince the public that GM foods will be required to feed the world. These are the kinds of predictable arguments being aired at the International Congress of Genetics in Melbourne. In reality, the new genetic technologies will largely be used to feed the power of the profits of agri-food corporations, and they are more likely to exacerbate rather than alleviate problems of widespread hunger and malnutrition in the third world. Yeah, you plant them, they grow up, they jump into the similar corn species, and then that corn cannot produce seeds that produce corn, new plants. It patents life. They're doing it with trees, grasses, all the major grain plants, canola, soybean. Then you got to buy special chemicals from them or the stuff won't grow. It's about creating an oligopoly for the big agribusiness. And they've said this in their own reports. They know you just don't read big agri policy reports. Here's another one out of the Daily Record. Big Brother is watching. Eye scanner stops kids eating junk. Mothers can stop their kids eating junk at school with a new special scanner. The machine which scans the child's eyes to identify them was designed by Scott's firm. And although it was originally created to cut waiting times in canteen and to stop kids knowing if others are getting free meals, it has had an unexpected spinoff under the new system. All pupils, whether their meals are free or funded by parents, have an account set up at the beginning of the week. And as they pick up food, the iris scanner identifies them and takes the money from their account. See, now you have to do it. But these databases also identify what foods their parents say they are allowed to eat. See, oh, so parents, it's for you. It's so good. And of course, they don't tell you CPS comes after you if your kid isn't eating right, saying you didn't train him properly. And I've read reports on that. So this is it, training your kids to be prisoners in the cashless society control grid. Before I end this hour and come back with our guests in the third hour, I want to remind you that I have produced 9 films. Police State 3 Total Enslavement is the newest. It's excellent. 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, details who carried out September 11th and who stands to gain from it, and a very important film. Masters of Terror, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. The films are all over 2 hours long, $25.95. Order 3 or more, they drop down to $20 a piece, a big discount. The book is $12, 9-1-1, Descent into Tyranny, covering September 11th. Get the videos, get the book today, go to Infowars.com or net to order off our secure online shopping cart, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, that's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Get the films. Make copies. Give them to people. Air them on Access TV. Circumvent the mainstream media. 888-253-3139. Third hour. You don't want to miss it. Straight ahead. We'll be right back.
Did you remember to take your Focus Factor this morning? No? Too bad. Every morning, men, women, and children across the country start their day with Focus Factor because they rely on it to feed their brain.